The first election is over, the runoff is complete, and SAFE has its first board of directors. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Doug Stewart, who is, besides being the 2004 National CFI of the Year, he is a director now, newly elected director of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. SAFE, as we know, was formed by a group of flight instructors who decided that they needed a new organization to adequately represent their interests and conduct the programs they wanted to see conducted within the instructor community. And over the weekend, a second sort of runoff election was held to choose the last couple of directors who will sit on the board of SAFE. Doug, thanks for being with us today, and congratulations on your election.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, and thank you again for inviting us to be on your show. It's a great show, and we're honored to be asked back.
All right, let me talk first of all about why this runoff election was needed. Now, if I understand correctly, you had 18 candidates for 9 seats, and there was a 3-way tie for the last two?
Exactly. 18 candidates, 9 to be elected, and there was a 3-way tie for the last two positions. So we decided that it was suggested maybe we could have a duel. We thought we'd have that at the breakfast, perhaps, with marshmallow guns or something. But that really, the best way of settling this was not by a coin toss or anything like that, but to do another runoff election. And just showing the momentum of our organization, we put that right together and spent another week holding a runoff election. And it's all said and done now, and all 9 members have been elected.
All right, now, you know, there's that joke at the Academy Awards that it's a privilege, an honor just to be nominated. But really, if you look at this field of 18 people, you had qualifications in here that would have made any of these people a valid choice.
Absolutely. It was a very, very tough decision. I'm surprised that it wasn't more of a tie because everyone of the final 18 candidates was eminently qualified to sit on the board.
Okay, now, a couple of things pop out. These folks all look like active flight instructors. Tell us about the members of the new board and what their particular qualifications were, because this is like an all-star list here. Start off with you. I mean, don't be shy. You're the 2004 National CFI of the Year.
Well, that's perhaps my only claim to fame. I am an examiner. I make my sole living as a flight instructor. I am a full-time flight instructor, spend the vast majority of my time in the right seat of an airplane, teaching people the finer points of instrument flying is primarily what I focus on.
Well, Doug, if you're a master CFI, it means you also spend a lot of time doing things in the community other than sitting in the right seat.
Well, this is true. In fact, many others on the board, am a FAST team representative. We have a couple of FAST team lead reps as well, so I spend a lot of time presenting seminars. But we all do. Almost everyone on the board has experience in presenting seminars. I have a monthly column that I write for an aviation magazine. Virtually everyone else on the board is a writer. In fact, one of them, Tom Benenson, I'm sure every one of your listeners is familiar with Tom's wonderful work with Flying Magazine. You also mentioned master instructors. Of the 9 board members, only one is not a master CFI. Every one of us on the board is an active flight instructor.
Okay. Well, now there are different classes of director here, and this is only, I guess this is a temporary thing because it's just to establish the original rotation. But or correct me on that if I'm wrong, but there's 3 3-year directors, 3 2-year directors, 3 1-year directors. And let's start out with the other 2 3-year directors who share that that spot with you. Tell us about Rusty Sachs.
Okay, Rusty Sachs was the former executive director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. He's an examiner, highly qualified in many different aircraft, a helicopter instructor, a glider instructor. He has a type rating in the Sikorsky S-58, I believe it is. Does a lot of writing, does a lot of seminar presenting, an awful lot of experience. They're well known throughout the aviation community and the FAA as well.
Okay, Arlene McMahon, I have seen with the caption 2009 National CFI of the Year.
Arlene is our 2009 National Flight Instructor of the Year, the first lady to hold that designation, I believe, in 13 years. Arlyn runs a very busy flight school in Tennessee. She's a designated examiner, does, again, an awful lot of writing, is very much involved with the FITS program and creating scenario-based training. I know she's also heavily involved right now with the Kodiak aircraft and putting together a bunch of scenario-based training for them in that company.
All right. Well, let's move on to the two-year directors and Tom Benenson.
Okay, Tom is one of them, and I'd be surprised if there's anyone out there who doesn't know Tom. Tom is just, to my mind, one of the greatest gentlemen within the world of aviation writing. Tom's a very good personal friend of mine. He bases here at the Columbia County Airport in New York, just south of Albany. We have one hangar between his Cardinal and my Cardinal. I'd also like to mention also Donna Wilt. There are three of us that all fly Cardinal RGs, and this says something about the quality of this board, because I think that's the greatest airplane Cessna ever made.
All right. Well, since you mentioned Donna's name, she's also a two-year director.
Yes, Donna is also our third two-year director. Donna holds a doctorate in science education. This lady is just incredible within her knowledge. She is currently at the Florida Institute of Technology, where she is a professor. Again, she's a FAST team rep. She's another Cardinal owner. Just her experience, her knowledge, and her association with academia is just a wonderful resource for the board.
All right. How about John Dorsey?
John Dorsey was involved with the Wisconsin State Department of Transportation for many, many years. John holds an ATP. In fact, five of our directors hold ATPs. John's another one. He's type-rated in, amongst other things, a DC-3. John is currently the manager of Whitman Field, and Whitman Field, as most people know, is the home of Air Venture Oshkosh.
Listen, Doug, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about the folks who won the runoff and who makes up the one-year director position. And then I have a couple of other questions for you about the election and the board itself. My guest is Doug Stewart, who is a newly elected three-year director of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Platt. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Platt here with Doug Stewart, director of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. We're talking about the board elections, which wrapped up for this new organization over the weekend. And Doug, let's talk about the one-year director positions, because obviously that came down to the wire with a three-way tie for the last two positions. And I don't really know which ones were which. Let's start with Larry's qualifications and help me pronounce his name correctly.
Well, I believe it's Bothe. That's how I've been pronouncing it. To be honest, I'm not 100% sure. And Larry, for listening and I'm saying it wrong, correct me at your earliest convenience. Larry is from Indiana. Larry holds a degree in business administration, which is quite appropriate since Larry is the treasurer of SAFE. Larry volunteered to take on that job back when we incorporated, and he's working hard at it now, processing membership applications, which were received, and he's still kind of working his way out from under that pile. Larry, amongst other things, is an examiner, a designated pilot examiner, does a lot of tailwheel work as well.
Okay. Now, a question arises here when you mention that he's the treasurer. Is there crossover between the in the safe structure between the directors and the officers?
This has to be worked out a little more as we pass over the reins from the interim working group to the board. We're going to be having a bunch of meetings to do that. It is a position, as I understand the bylaws, that the treasurer is one of the officers that gets appointed by the board. Perhaps it's wrong to assume. We know how assume is spelled, and it certainly doesn't belong in aviation. But I think we're all assuming that Larry will take over, indeed, the role of treasurer for SAFE.
Okay. Mark Adams.
Mark Adams is a FedEx pilot, type-rated in both Boeing and Airbus aircraft. He's a check airman for FedEx. But lest people think, oh, well, he's just flying the heavy iron. Mark also runs a flight school down in El Paso, Texas. He specializes in twin Cessna in the 340 series, things of that nature. He is also the chairman of the governance committee and has actually been doing yeoman work ever since the very beginnings of our organization in driving forth with creating the bylaws and some procedure and policies, manuals and guides. Mark is just going to be a wonderful asset to the board.
All right, let's talk about Pat Knight.
Pat Knight, another fantastic lady. Pat has been part of the interim working group since the IWG's inception. Pat is a corporate pilot, a designated examiner, a fast team rep, lives up in the Milwaukee area. She's type-rated in Citations and Hawkers. Pat also, prior to perhaps in another incarnation, was very heavily involved with the FAA. And people don't know this, but in her class, that one of the classes that she went through with the FAA, and I hope she doesn't mind my saying this, but I have just such eminent respect for her. Pat was chosen by her classmates as potentially the next person to succeed as the FAA administrator. She brings a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience, and a wealth of integrity, and I'm just thrilled to have her on the board.
Well, that's terrific. I noticed something that stands out about this list, Doug, is that three of the nine directors are women in this group.
Yes, it is. A third of our board are ladies. I think that's a very strong, positive statement. And again, certificates held, you know, as far as instructor certificates, we have airplane single-engine land, multi-engine land, single-engine sea, helicopter, glider, instrument airplane, and helicopter, plus all these different type ratings that I've mentioned. One of them is a flight engineer for turbojet. We have an AMP/IA on our board as well. That's John Dorsey, who holds AMP and IA certificates as well.
All right. Well, quite a varied and talented group. I have to ask you a couple of questions. One of the things that I know came up on your forums was Joanne and Sandy Hill were not candidates for the board of directors, and some people wondered why that is.
Well, Sandy and Joanne are very heavily involved with the Master Instructor program. They have formed a company called Master Instructors LLC. And the feeling and thoughts were that since Sandy and Joanne were going to be providing the Master Instructor program to SAFE, in essence as a vendor, it was best that they not be on the board because it could potentially create a conflict of interest. It was felt that doing what they were doing, they should remain independent of the board, at least at this point in time. Perhaps as we move forward, we'll find that they can indeed sit on the board, and I'd be thrilled to have them there.
All right. Now, you're a new organization, and that brings with it a bunch of chicken and egg questions. So a bunch of these things where you have to figure out what order things happen in because there's nobody to hand off leadership of the organization to the next group of people. So tell us a little bit about the process that takes place over the next few weeks as you get these board members settled in and things shift around.
Okay. What we have planned is a group of several meetings. Up until now, the interim working group has been meeting on a regular weekly basis. I think that's how we've gotten so much done in such a short time. We don't meet just once every 3 or 4 months. We meet weekly. And we're planning to have joint meetings between the IWG and the full board of directors and slowly pass over the reins. There are three real major areas where we have to make this transition. One has to do with logistics, with very prominent things that have to be taken care of, things like Sun and Fun and making our preparations for AirVenture at Oshkosh, choosing an insurance provider, and there are two in the running right now that are very much interested and that we are in negotiations with. There are those logistical areas. Then there are the areas of governance, procedures and policies, coming up with and settling on a mission statement, a vision statement, and a code of ethics. The IWG has already been working on this, trying to work through the language and really get a focused statement in each one of those areas. We're going to be passing this over to the board, and that brings in as well the philosophical issues that have to be passed across to the board. So it's going to be a process that's probably going to take anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks to hand over everything and let the board take completely over.
Okay, and you're going to be meeting by telephone here in the next few days.
Yes, our next meeting actually is this coming Thursday. That'll be the first joint meeting.
All right. Well, Doug, it sounds like things are starting to fall into place, and it'll be fun to stop by and see you at the major events this summer. And congratulations for getting all this done in the amount of time you did.
Thanks a lot for that, Paul. I really look forward to seeing you down at Sun and Fun. You can find us at Exhibit Space E, East 56. We're over near the FAA Pavilion, and certainly welcome you and any and all of your listeners to stop by our booth and say hello and perhaps join up.
And we should probably mention, because it has changed URLs since October, that the current and apparently permanent URL for the website for the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators is www.safepilots.org.
That is correct.
All right. Well, Doug, thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure as always, Paul. You have a great day.
My guest has been Doug Stewart, 2004 National CFI of the Year and newly elected director of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Flack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.